We will start with Don. And Don, you're on the air on KLOS with Frank Sontag.
Good morning, Frank. It's a real pleasure to talk to you once again. How are you doing tonight?
I'm okay. How are you, Don?
I'm doing better. It's been a few weeks since I called you last, and last time I called, I was very upset about the war, and I feel much better.
Why is that?
Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, the war is not over, and it's difficult to get to the bottom of it because what they're starting to do now is they're referring to it now as the Battle of Iraq, and they're saying it's just part of the overall war on terrorism. And, you know, I was, for example, very interested in watching the Top Gun speech on the aircraft carrier that Bush gave to hopefully, I was, you know, waiting for him to hopefully say the war was over, but he didn't. And he, you know, he referred to the...
If he did say the war was over, why were you hoping that?
Well, because the war was killing me. I mean, I was just...
So by him saying the war was over, then therefore you think it's over?
Wait, what do you mean? What?
You said you were hoping that he would have said the war was over.
That's right.
And you said the war was killing you.
Yeah, I
so,
did.
So I'm a little confused. If he was to have said the war was over, how would that have played out with you? Would that have been something good?
Yeah.
Yeah. How would you think the war would be over? I mean, what would that look like to you?
Majority, if not all, of the troops coming home. I mean, I'm saying what I've always said is support troops, bring them home.
Uh-huh. You also said at the beginning of the call you're feeling better now. What does that mean?
Well, I've just, you know, I guess I've come to a point where I can just get back to my daily life more or less and not be, you know, just upset all the time about the chaos that was going on.
The chaos that was going on.
Well, of course it still is, but on a smaller scale, I think.
You think?
I think, yeah. But it's very discouraging just to, you know, for example, one of the reasons that I called was because I was aware that the vice president, Mr. Cheney, made a speech at West Point a couple of days ago or a day ago at a graduation speech. And he talked to the graduating cadets about he referred to it as the Battle of Iraq and as part of a bigger war, you know, the war on terrorism. And I know you've said many times, how do you fight a war on terrorism? It's a mindset. And that's troubling too, but it's some of his comments were, I found this very disturbing, and he said that the terrorists cannot be negotiated with, and peace can never be had that way. The only way to get rid of it is to utterly destroy it, is what he basically said. And I just don't think that's the right way to approach it.
Well, you and I would agree. I'm just a bit perplexed as to how it is that you feel better. What has happened that has somehow gotten you out of your struggle, if you will?
Well, I think a big part of it was I believe the UN lifted the economic sanctions on the country, on Iraq. Am I right about that?
I don't think that's been officially done yet.
No? Oh, my God. Well...
Part of what I'm a little perplexed by is I received your email a week or so ago.
Okay.
And I was really troubled by it and saddened by it.
Really?
Well, yeah. That somehow you make this big announcement that you're getting back to normal, and you're playing your favorite video game, and you've shaved, and life is getting back to normal. And I'm thinking, how is it that you've come to a place of somehow thinking things are okay again?
Well,
and what did you think happened in the last handful of weeks by which somehow you stopped functioning or whatever you wrote in your email?
Well, that email was partly it's a follow-up to some other emails that I had written that were saying I was not feeling well.
Yeah, I just don't understand what has happened by which you feel okay now. It's the same thing. People are still dying. We've been massively lied to. We have broken international law. The international community despises us for the most part. Terrorism is ever more so a presence. Al-Qaeda is strong again. So, and you're feeling better.
Well, believe it or not, I am. But, you know, in the last few days, I've been watching what's going on, and more Americans have died in Iraq under, you know, various attacks and whatnot. And I've started to rethink that, you know, maybe I shouldn't have sent that email out saying this, and maybe I shouldn't have shaved, because, you know, the war is still ongoing.
What does shaving have to do with anything?
Well, it was part of my protest against the war.
Do we need to know this?
No.
Is that really important to know?
No, I'm sorry.
No need to apologize, but I actually found your email kind of offensive. That somehow there's this big pronouncement that you're getting back to normal, and great. I by no means will anyone to have such struggle in the life by which they don't function, because I think this is what's going on is an illusion anyway compared to the true reality of things. But to be so self-obsessed as to make this huge announcement and that somehow you're getting back to normal, I would hope that you share some of that energy and do something to try to right the wrongs that you know exist.
I'm trying, Frank. Believe me, I am.
How are you trying?
Well, most of it's internal at this point. Just getting information and trying to be more informed about what really is going on. And it's not easy these days with the media and the state that it's in. And it's about to get worse as far as I know. There's a vote that's going to take place, I think, tomorrow or later today, if today's already Monday.
Vote on what?
The FCC was going to... I don't know all the details because I haven't followed that closely, but basically they're going to vote to allow further consolidation of the media. You know, like they're going to allow a certain media company to have a higher percentage of radio or TV control or newspaper control. I don't know all the details about it, but...
Well, that is indeed a proposed vote coming up today. In fact, Tim is going to talk about it. Thank you, Don.